I'm going to start the Vov on the Beis, three lines up from the bottom. So we just saw in yesterday's daf that there's a halacha of shtayim kilchoson ushlishes afilu tefach. A person's able to have a sukkah of two walls, and the third one could be a tefach. Now the Gemara over here is going to try to figure out where does the tefach need to be placed. So like the Gemara, three lines up from the bottom, ba'isei tefach heichen mamidei. That tefach for the third wall, for the third direction, where is it going to be placed? Omer Rav Mamidai Kineged Hayotzi. The halacha is you have to put it Kineged Hayotzi. Rashi explains that Kineged Hayotzi means that you would put this tefach, let's say this will be our tefach wall, then you could put it over here. So at least you're blocking this side, this ruach, by a tefach. Or you could go ahead and put it over here. And then this ruach, this direction, is going to be blocked by a tefach. Either way, that's the way he could do it. Keneged hayoytzi. Amalor of Kahana, Rav Asi, Larav. They came along with Akasha. The Yamidenu keneged roish tar. Why are you telling me that you're able to go ahead and put it just like this? And then you're blocking only this side. This is the west side. This east. This is west. You're just blocking the west side by a tefach. Maybe what you should do is you should put it on a slanted position. And this way, you're blocking a little bit on the west, and you're blocking a little bit on the north. And this way, you're gaining a little bit. You're gaining more than that tefach now helps me more than just for one side. It'll help me for two sides. It'll be more closed in. So Gemara, Shostak Rav. Rav heard the complaint, and he was quiet. He didn't say anything. He didn't answer back. Rav originally said, you just need to go like this. They asked him, go ahead and make it slanted, and he was quiet. Itmar Nami, we learned like that also. Amar Shmuel Mishmei the Levi, Mamidoi Keneged Hayotze. They said the name of Levi exactly the way Rav said, that you put it Keneged Hayotze, just on one side, that's enough. B'chein Moirim Bei Medrasha, and that's the way they paskin, that's the way the Halach Lamaisa was in the Beis Medrash, Mamidoi Keneged Hayotze. So long as you place the tefach on even only one side, that's also okay, your sukkah will be alright. Rav Simon, Vitamer, B'shul Ben Levi, Amar, Rav Simon said in the name of Rav Shul Ben Levi, Oysa loy tefach soichik. You should go ahead and this wall that could be the size of a tefach, it should be a tefach soichik. Now, a tefach soichik means there's two ways to have a tefach. Tefach is the size of a person's hand, like this. Now, a person's hands, without the thumbs, you don't need the thumb.
Four thumbs.
Yeah, exactly. Four fingers, yeah. So when you go ahead, you could either close your fingers all the way, or your fingers could be opened a little bit. So that's called tefach seichik. Seichik literally means smile, like happy, smiling, like the
sun.
Right, exactly. So when a person's happy, he's able to take up more a little bit. He's able to give more. That's a tefach seichik. It's a little bit bigger. So it says that Reb Simon, that we should do is that when the third wall, when it says the shlishis, the third wall could be a tefach, so we're talking about a tefach seichik, a little bit of a larger tefach, like as if your fingers are a little bit open, and you should place it within three tvachim. Now like this, if this is our tefach, this is our tefach seichik, and we go ahead, and you know, I'll show it over here on this side. Are you able to see what's going on? So if you go ahead and if from here to here, from this wall till this tefach seichik is less than three tefachim, so if you recall, we had the concept called lavud. So now with lavud, we could consider this tefach completely closed up with this wall. So therefore, what do we have? This is a little bit more than a tefach. This is a little bit less than three tefachim. So therefore, we have now, as if we have four tefachim. Once we have four tefachim, that's already the majority of a kosher wall for sukkah, because a kosher wall for sukkah is seven tefachim. So he comes along, he says that even though our Gemara taught us halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, that the third wall could be a tefach, says Rav Simon, it's not just like a regular simple tefach that you're going to go ahead and put on this corner over here and have a little tefach. What it means is you have to have a tefach seichik, a little bit of a larger tefach, put it within three tefachim of the wall, then now it's as if you have a four tefachim wall. So that's how you're going to take care of the majority of this side. Now, even if this is going to be an opening, a space of 15 tefachim, these walls are really 15 tefachim, it doesn't make a difference. So long as you have already the majority of a kosher sukkah wall, that should be enough. That's the Gemara's, that's where Simon comes along, he says.
Simon Vitema Vishuban Levi Yamar Oisle Tefach Seichik. You have to make a little bit of a larger tefach. Umamidai Bepachas Mishleisha Tvachim, and you place it within three tvachim of one of the directions, samach l'dayif, and close to the wall, v'chol pachas mishleisha, and then once you get within three of the next wall, samach l'dayif, and kadlavadami, already have the halacha of love, it'll already be considered as if it's a complete wall. Oh, fine, so that's that case, very good. So it's machlaikis rav, with Rabbi Shuv and Levi. When the halacha of shlishis afilu tefach was it said that you could place the tefach just like this, and have only one tefach in this direction, or what you need to do is to create a loved wall, one complete tefach, with then a space opening less than three tefach. That's what's going on.
But you still only have a pasdalim, you don't have seven.
Right, but then you already have the majority of a wall, because the wall is seven tefachim. Once you have dalet, so then you have, it's not even a complete dalet, it's a tefach combined with a loved, to have this sort of like a quasi four tefachim wall. And that will be enough. That was the halacha meshmisina, that's enough. Rabbi Huda came along with a new case. Let's see, you have a sukkah ha'asui kamavi. A mavi is a regular, the Gemara in the sense, regular mavi is that you have two walls. You have one wall this way, one wall that way. Now you have two complete walls. Now, till now, in the Gemara, we're always talking about a case when your two walls were like an L shape. Or, right? Then, what you were seeing is, then at least it was closed in an area. There was something protecting this area. Whenever you have an L shape, you're more protected than if you're open like this. Because even though there's only two walls, both cases only have two walls, but one, there's that fact that you're closed in like that, there is some type of more, you're more, Yiddish would say farmacht, you're more closed in to this area. Whereas this case, now what are we going to say in this case? What's the halacha? Omer Bihuda, sukkah ha'asi kamav, if you have two walls, one wall like this, one wall over here, Sheira, that will be kosher, but you just have to put a tefach. Like we said, the third wall has to be a tefach. V'oisei tefach, ma'midai l'kol ruach she'yirtza. You can put it any place you want. Place your tefach over here, that's okay. Place your tefach over here, that's okay. Place your tefach down here. You can place your tefach any way you want, so long as one wall here, one wall there. Says Rabbi Huda, the tefach could be in any open space, that will be good. Yeah, in this case, in Masechta Erevin, I always refer to three walls. Over here, the Gemara is talking about, Gemara is just trying to tell you how it's set up, how you're seeing it. That's what I actually explained. We have two walls, and we're dealing with the shlishis. Oh. So that is the shita of Rabbi Huda. Comes along of Simeon, Vitaim, Rabbi Shuv and Levi, Omar, he says, Oysa lepas arba umashu, umamidai bepachis mishloisha samach ledaifin, he says like this. You can't just go ahead and place a tefach in this place, in this area over here. What you have to do is you have to take a pas dalud, a four tefachim, a mechitza, some type of separation of four tefachim, this will be, and then you take that wall of four tefachim, you place it within three tefachim to this wall, then again, with the concept of lavud, so then we're able to see as if you have a seven tefachim mechitza. So before we said, when we had a case like this, we said that what you need to do is, you take one tefach wall, and you place it within three tefachim. Here, in this case, he's saying that you have to take a four tefach mechitza and place it within three tefachim, and then that creates a seven tefachim quasi mechitza.
How wide is the opening? It
doesn't make a difference. Ten. I meant like it could be 15 tefachim, 20 tefachim.
But yeah. It's not 15, 20. You're saying 10 or less, yeah?
Tefachim. You're talking about Amos.
I'm
saying tefachim right now. Yeah. Oh, so it says the Gemara, Maishna hasam de ka'amrit sagi. But in the first case like this, you said it's enough to have one tefach and then place it within three tefachim. Maishna hasam de ka'amrit sagi tefach seichik. You said it's enough to have, if this mechitza is the size of a tefach, it's okay. Umaishna hacha de ka'amrit boi pasarba. In this case, we said you have to make sure that your mechitza is at least four tefachim. And then you place it within, what are you trying to do? You're trying to create a quasi seven tefachim, or you're trying to create a quasi four tefachim? In this case, we said just create a quasi four tefachim wall. And in this case, when it's also kamavli, we said you have to create a quasi seven tefachim wall. Make sure that your machitza is four tefachim. Place it within three tefachim of the wall. And then you have a quasi seven tefachim wall. Sakti Gemara, Hasam the ika shtei defanis kilchason in the case in the L shape. So then you, at least you have two walls that are right next to each other. It's closing in the area. So that's already called shtei defanis kilchason. Therefore, sagile betefach seichik. It's enough. If this is only, this machitz is only one tefach, you place within three, then you have a quasi four tefachim. Halka, but in this case, was also kimavli. The lecha shtei tefanis, we can't see the two walls together. There's one wall here, one wall there. We don't see them speaking to each other, really. So therefore, we need a, there's a requirement to have more of a wall. So, therefore, in that case, halka, the lecha shtei tefanis, iika pas arba in, iloi loi. So then, if, in the case, when you can't see the two walls speaking to each other, then if you create this wall to be four tefachim, and then place it within three tefachim of the wall, so then you have a quasi seven tefachim, then will be enough. But if this would only be one tefach, place within three tefachim of the wall, so that would not be enough to make the sukkah closed in. That's what's going on over here. One more time.
But we're dealing with a mavi mefulash, or we're dealing with a
mavi mefulash. Yeah,
it is mefulash. Yeah. Or it's just that this is where our sukkah. We're making our sukkah at the end over here. Are we making the sukkah at the end of the mavi?
We're not in a mavi. We're not in a mobile. We're in your backyard.
Uh-huh.
We're in your backyard. But instead of having four walls, you decided you're going to have two walls. And you know that you could...
Okay, so mobile's out of the picture.
Yeah, it just means a sukkah ha'osui kemobile.
Oh, kemobile.
Yeah,
it's... We're making the right. Mobile.
Right, and we're just... Okay, sorry. So I wasn't clear. We have two... It's a two-wall... You have two complete walls. You're building your sukkah in your backyard. And you only have two complete walls. So you have two options how to do it. Either you can go like this, and then it's much more, this area is much more enclosed. So then, all you need to do, according to one shita, all you need to do is take a little tefach and put it here. Tefach is a tiny piece of wall.
Okay. Yeah. I thought we were doing
yeah.
it the way.
Yeah, okay. So,
is this what they want, what they do with the two walls, parallel walls? Was that halacha moshe
mesina? So the fact that all you need is a right. So that case, right. So according to Rabbi Shuvan Levi, that wouldn't be Halacha Mesh Mesina, because Halacha Mesh Mesina was Ushlishis Afilu Tefach, right. And he holds in this case, when you have two parallel walls, you don't have the Halacha of a Tefach. You need to have that this has to be at least four Tefachim, and you place it within three, and then you're able to have that.
Okay, what's the reasoning why? I know they're not touching each other, like the L shape.
Right.
Like, what's the reasoning behind it?
So, the Lashon, the Gemara is that when you have like this, the L shape, so then that's called a shtei defanis kehilchason. Meaning that's the way norm to have the halachic walls, the way you're supposed to really have the walls, they're supposed to be lined up to each other, the L shape. Why is that? Because that closes in the area. That's what it is. In this case, we don't really see the two walls. You have one wall here, one wall there. You don't really, there's no connection between the two walls. So the Gemara says still it will be kosher, but according to Bishuv and Levi, there's more of a requirement. The requirement is that you have to create that this is a seven tefach wall.
Is that for like what a person would walk and say, this person is attempting to do this, it's enough of a distance?
That's a good question. No, it seems like the Gemara's understanding. The Gemara's trying, again, because the sukkah has to be a dira. It has to be a place to live. And the Gemara's trying to figure out when you have an L shape, so you understand that somehow you could live in this area. But when you have just two walls that are completely, they're parallel from each other, they're not really closing you in any way. You could go in and out from either direction. So then it's not really a place to live. So that's the question: what do you need to do in the third direction? That's what's going on. But no, the real havana, the real understanding of the Gemara is for sure deeper than what we're saying. We're just saying the very basic. Oh. Now we're going to go back to the regular case of an L shape. You have two walls. Amarava ve'ena niteris ella b'tzuras ha-pesach. When you have two walls, you also need to have a tzuras ha-pesach. A tzuras ha-pesach is basically you have one pole here, and you place a string or some type of reed, some type of something, whatever it might be, you place something on top of it. That's why sometimes you go around Muncie, you can see different places, you see tzuras ha-pesach. So the Gemara says like this, Amar Rava, in a case of an L shape, then in your third wall, you need a place a tzuras ha-pesach. Zakti Gemara, Ika da Amri, now there's going to be two pshatim what that meant. Ika da Amri, Amar Rava, Beniteres, Nami, b'tzuras ha-pesach. The first sheet that understands Rava is that Rava was saying that in your third wall, all you need to do is place the Tzuris HaPesach. You don't need to go ahead and make a Tefach over here plus a Tzuris HaPesach. Take away the Tefach. You don't need the Tefach. Just make a Tzuris HaPesach over here. Take a small pole, put it up here, make a string on top, and another pole here, and that's great. You're good to go. That's the first Shita. And Ikedami, the second Shita, understands Rava, Amar Rava, Utsricha Nami Tzuris HaPesach. The second Shita understands that in the third place, you need to first start off with a Tefach. That's the starting point. But that's not enough. Then you take a pole, stand up the pole, put a string to the next pole, then you're good. So it's a machlokes. In your third ruach, what is required? Do we say that there's always a requirement to have at least a tefach, and then plus the tzuris hapesach? Or Rabbis come tell me a big kiddush that in your third ruach, my third direction, I don't need the tefach. All I need to do is place a pole, string, and another pole, and you're good to go. That's what's going on. Machlokes. Machlokes chat in Rav. Two shittas in Rav.
There's nothing against the first sheet. There's nothing against that wall. It's attached directly to the wall.
Yeah, it's like you put up a pole. You put a 2x4. Yeah, 2x4, 1x2, whatever it is. No, could be a chat, right. Could be very small. Could be as small as you get. Any type of pole, a 1x2, you stick all the way up, and you make a 1x2 10 tefachim high, and another 1x2 10 tefachim high, and you make a string attaching the two. That's called the Tzuris HaPesach. The reason why that's called the Tzuris HaPesach is because it symbolizes the beginning of making a door. Every door is like this. It's an arch, right? This door, a normal door, there's walls on the side and things like that. But when you go ahead and you want to make a halachic door, so long as you just take a pole here, and you make a string on top, that's called the beginning of a doorway, and for the halacha of a mechitza, that's enough. Because a doorway is also a way of establishing that there's two places here. You walk into a door, I mean, you walk through a door, you're going from one place to another place. So once you create this halachic door, that's also considered a mechitza. Right, in Hilchos Shabbos, you want to make it, if somebody doesn't want to carry in the Monsi Yair for whatever reason it might be, he decides he wants to be able to carry in his front yard. What he does is he makes a Tzuris HaPesach. He takes poles, could be extremely thin poles, and then he attaches a string from one to another. That's called a Tzuris HaPesach. He's making doorways around his front yard. That's what he's doing. Oh, okay. So two shittas in Rava. The Gemara says the story: Rav Ashi Ashkechei l'Rav Kahana the Ka'avid Tzuris the Ka'avid Tefach Seichik the Ka'avid Tzuris HaPesach. Rav Ashi found Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana made his sukkah L shaped, and he found that first of all he made a tefach, and besides for the tefach, he also made this halachic doorway, this Tzuris HaPesach. Amar Lei. So Rav Ashi said to Rav Kahana, Loi Savar Mar Lahada Rava. You don't hold of Rava. The Amar Rava. Rava said, Vniteres Nami Betzuris HaPesach. Rava said that all you need is a Tzuris HaPesach. You don't need to have a tefach here. Just go ahead and make your halachic doorway, and that's enough. Make a Tzuris HaPesach. Amar Lei, Ana Kiidach Lishna De Rava Sirli. I hold like the other version of Rava, the Amar Rava, Utsricha Nami Tzuris HaPesach. I hold of the second version of Rava. The Rava says you need both. First of all, you have to start with the wall, a tefach. Then you go ahead and make it Tzuris HaPesach. You make your halachic doorway. That's the Gemara. Okay, very good. Now we're going to get into the sugya of Migu, the Havidayfin L'Inyan Sukkah, Havidayfin L'Inyan Shabbos. Let's just give a little introduction here. Is that Sukkah, there's a requirement for walls, for mechitzas. For Shabbos also, to be able to carry in any place, you have to make it a private domain, make a Rishus HaYachid. The only way to make it a Rishus HaYachid is by putting walls around it, putting mechitzas around it. Right? The Monsi Eiriv, Monsi could be considered Rishus HaRabim, maybe, yeah, maybe it's only Carmelis, whatever it is, Flapush or Moshe Feinstein Paskins for sure Rishus HaRabim, whatever it might be. In a case when there's a place you're not allowed to carry, if you want to be able to go ahead and carry, then you have to go and create it into a private domain. By doing that, the only way to do that is by using mechitzas. So Shabbos has a halacha of mechitzas, and Sukkah has a halacha of mechitzas. Now, the Gemara is going to tell us that sometimes the halacha of Shabbos, the mechitzas, the requirement of mechitzas for Shabbos are more stringent than the mechitzas required for Sukkah. The Gemara is going to go through it. But there's a concept called migu, the habidayfin, le'inyin Sukkah, it could be a dayfin for Shabbos. When it comes Shabbos on the Yom Tov of Sukkot, so you already have your mechitzas up, you already have your walls up for the Sukkah. So even if it wouldn't necessarily be considered a good wall as far as Hilchos Shabbos is concerned, but since for this Shabbos right now, on the Yom Tov of Sukkot, it's considered a machitza for regarding Hilchos Sukkah, could that work also to consider my Sukkah a private domain and now I can carry inside my Sukkah? Will it also help the Shabbos issue? Once we say this is a wall for Sukkah, could that also be considered a wall for Shabbos? That's the concept of the Gemara, and also vice versa. If we're going to find the case that something will work for Shabbos that doesn't work for Sukkah, do we say that when Sukkot comes along, since for as far as Hilchos Shabbos is concerned, we can consider this a good wall, so then we can consider it a good wall for Sukkah? The Gemara is going to go back and forth. So obviously we understand that Sukkah is more lenient than Shabbos. Shabbos, to carry on Shabbos is a very chomor shayla. Carrying on Shabbos is very chomerdikah shayla. It's a stringent, it's a shayla from skila. Sukkah is not as chomor. But yet, the Gemara is going to figure out, could we go both ways? Let's see what the Gemara says here. Amar Rava, v'chein l'Shabbos. This halacha of having an L-shaped sukkah and then with a tefach at the corner, that will also work for Shabbos. Why? Migu da'abi doifin l'inin sukkah. Since it's a doifin on sukkahs for the sukkah, so then havi doifin l'inin Shabbos. So therefore, when Shabbos comes out, when every single Yom Tov of sukkahs, you also have a Shabbos, that Shabbos, you'll be able to carry in this area. Even though normally, if you would go out and make an Erev like this on a regular Shabbos, you wouldn't be able to carry. But since on the Yom Tov HaSukkos, you're considering this Tefach as a good Machitza, so therefore, it's so too for the Halach of Hilchos Shabbos, this Tefach over here is considered a good Machitza, and you can now carry inside this area. That's what Rava came along and he said. Eitzia, Baya comes on with the Kash. Says like this. Umi aminon, Migu? Do you really say this? Migu literally means since. Migu, since it's a good wall for Sukkah, it could also work for Shabbos. Do we really say Migu? Really say this concept of since? V'atanya, we learned in the Brayis, it's not like that. It says, Doifin Sukkah k'doifin Shabbos. The walls of a Sukkah are the same halacha as the wall of Shabbos. And the Gemara explained, the Brayis explains for the halacha of Ublvad shelo yehei ben kandel chaveir shleisha tvachim. The way they're the same is that both of them have the halacha of lavud. Anytime you have an opening of less than three tvachim, it's considered closed. We don't work with that opening. We could disregard it. We couldn't care less about that opening. It's a small opening. That's not called the opening. So that's how the doifin of Sukkah, the wall, doifin means the wall. The wall of Sukkah is like the doifin of Shabbos regarding this halacha. That both of them have halacha that love it is okay. Says the Braisa. The Braisa continues, the Yisera Shabbos al Sukkah. Shabbos has a stringency over Sukkah. Shehashabbos einon niteres ela ba'oimid meruba al aparetz. Masha'en came to Sukkah. Now there's another concept, it's a very interesting concept, you learn Masechta Ervin, called Oymid Meruba Ala Paretz. Oymid literally means standing, Paretz means open. So let's say you have a wall, you're trying to make a wall. You have a wall, let's say this is 6 Tvachim, this is 6 Tvachim, and this is an opening here of 5 Tvachim. Now, if this would be opening of 3 Tvachim, we have no problem, because that's Lovud, so we'd be able to consider the wall closed. But in this case, opening of 4 or 5 tefachim. Now this is 6 tefachim. This is 6 tefachim. Since the oimid, since what you have over here, the mechitza, is 6 tefachim, and this is 6 tefachim. So what do we have here? 6 and 6 is 12. We have an oimid of 6 tefachim, of 12 tefachim. That could knock out the parts. Could knock out the opening. Now, when I say knocking out, it doesn't mean that we consider it closed. But we don't consider that it breaks my opening, that it breaks my machitza. We could consider this as a doorway to come into this area. That's oimid rubal parts. We could then consider the parts, we consider the opening as a doorway to get into the other area that you're trying to get to. The concept of a machitza is that we have to close off one area. That's what we're trying to do. Now says the Gemara that if you're going to go ahead, and since every single machitza has doorways also, so if it could shtim as seeing this as a doorway, then we're okay. So whenever you have the oimid is merubah laparetz, when there's more machitzas than open, we can consider the open as a doorway, as a way how to get in, even though there's no tzuras ha-pesach, that's halach we could consider it as a psachim. Now,
wouldn't 3 and 3 then do it? Because 3 and three on one side, three on the other, five in the middle, you should be also on the roof.
But the reason why I said that is because it could be there's a problem that the Masechta Erev and the Gemara deals with that case. I'm just coming out to a simple case, because then you could have a problem of Asi Avira. There could be other problems. I just came out to a very simple case. I'll just, the Gemara speaks about, will your case working out? The Gemara in Tazayin, Masechta Erev. I just think the regular Pasha case. So, the halacha is that for Shabbos has a concept, as so long as you have Oymed Rubal parts, that there's more Mechitza than open area, then it will be okay. Now, if let's say this would be, this opening would be 8 tvachim, and this wall would only be 4 tvachim and 3 tvachim, then we would have a problem, because there would be more parutz than oymed. That's what's going on over here. That's oymed rubal parutz. Now, the Gemara, the Braisa says, is that Shabbos ain't on the terrace, ela ba'oymed rubal parutz, masha'ein kein besukkah. Sukkah has no halacha, that there's no requirement for oymed rubal parutz. How do I know that? Because we know, when we have a case, we have a sukkah like an L-shaped sukkah. So, we go ahead, we have two walls, one wall, two walls, and we have a tefach here. Now, the concept of Eimed Rubal Paritz is always worked collectively. Is there, in this area that we're trying to close in, is there more Eimed or is there more Paritz? So now, in this case, you have an L-shaped sukkah. The halacha is that even if, let's say, you would have an opening, a space of one tefach over here, two tefachim over here. Let's say two tefachim in here, two tefachim in here. So then once you have that, then in this area, there's more parutz than oymet. There's more open space than closed space. This whole area is open. This whole area till this little tefach is open. And you could have a little opening inside your two walls. You could have a way to come, to have a doorway inside this wall. You could have parutz mubal oymet. So says the Braisa, that Shabbos is more stringent than Sukkah, because Shabbos has a locha that you always need to have oymed rubal parts. Collectively, there has to be more mechitzas than open. Whereas by Sukkah, like we just proved, in the LK Sukkah, in the L-shaped Sukkah, you can have more parts than oymed. And still, the locha is going to be good. That's what the Braisa says. So Shabbos is more chomor than Sukkah. Now, we don't know which Shabbos are we talking about. Are we talking about the regular Shabbos throughout the year, this coming Shabbos, Parshas Kisisa? Or are we talking about the Shabbos when it comes out on Sukkot? So says Abaya, comes on Abaya, my love, are we not talking about Yisera Shabbos to Sukkah, a Sukkah, v'loyam min amigu? Are we not talking about Shabbos that comes out on the Yom Tov of Sukkot? And on that, the Bryce is telling me that even though when your L-shaped sukkah works as far as Hilchus sukkah is concerned, but as far as carrying inside that sukkah, you wouldn't be able to do if there's no Erev around the entire city, the entire house that you're living in, the entire area that you're living in. So you see, they don't say migu. If you would say migu davi doifin la'inin sukkah, havi doifin la'inin Shabbos, so we would say that since this is considered halachic walls, as far as Sukkah is concerned, so that Shabbos, you should be able to be considered this area as a private domain, as Rosh Hashayachid. Because if you hold the concept of Migu, so Migu Davi Doifin, since this is considered a wall for Sukkah, it should be a wall for Shabbos. That's not like Rabbah. Rabbah says, we will say that Migu. Zakti Gemar, loy, that's not the Pshat. You say Rosh Shabbos to Alma, or Shabbos to Sukkah. What the Braisa means to say is that a regular Shabbos, Parshas Kisisa, is more chamor, is more stringent than the Shabbos of Sukkah. During the Yom Tov HaSukkos, because the regular Shabbos Parshas Kisisa, if you have if you're a shusa, the way you made this area, you made an L shape with a tefach, it won't work. And the Yom Tov HaSukkos, this will work to make a Rosh Hashayachid. Zakti Yimar, Ihachi, if that's true, listening Nami, you say Rasukkah the Alma, a Sukkah the Shabbos. If that's true, then what we should say is that a Sukkah is more stringent then the Sukkah of Shabbos. Why? The ilu Sukkah the Alma Ba'i Tefach Seichik. The ilu Sukkah the Shabbos Loi Ba'i Tefach Seichik V'sagila Belachi Toha'at Hu Da'amr Tzichach Haga'ah. It's like this. So now, there's another concept. That now the Gemara is trying to go the other way around. Once you're telling me the halacha of Migu da habidoifin linin sukkah, habidoifin for Shabbos, once this is considered a wall for sukkah, it's also considered a wall for Shabbos, then we should say even a bigger kula. Why? Because a regular day of sukkah, not Shabbos, the first day of sukkah that comes out on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever it might be, you could go, the halacha is that you need to have your, you could have your L-shaped sukkah, and then you could need to go ahead and have a tefach, or or according to one man d'amar, more than a tefach, whatever it is, it has to be at least a tefach. Now, on Shabbos, there's a halacha that a lechi works. Let's say we have a case like this. We have two parallel walls, one wall here, one wall here, and you go ahead and you place a lechi. A lechi is less than a tefach. Just take a pole, a half a pole. The halacha is that this should work. Because since for Shabbos, a lechi is a good mechitza, so then it should work also on Shabbos. So when you have a regular day of the Yom Tov HaSukkos, a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, the Yom Tov HaSukkos, you have to have a tefach. You need to have at least a tefach. But on Shabbos, all you need to do is place a lechi and that will work. Why? How do I know that that's going to work? Why? Because the ha'atu the amrit, tzichach agabi mavi, if you have a mavi, if you have two parallel walls, and you have a lechi, it says the halacha is going to be kosher, because since it works, a lechi is considered a wall for Shabbos, it's going to be a wall for Sukkot. So why are you telling me the halacha only by when you have a wall for a Sukkah, it should be a wall also for Shabbos? You should say vice versa. You should say the bigger chiddush. You should say that whatever you have, whatever works for a wall for Shabbos, migud abid daifin for Shabbos should work also for a Sukkot. And that means that a regular day of Sukkot is more stringent than the Shabbos of Sukkot. Because the Shabbos of Sukkot, the regular Shabbos, the regular day, right, so a regular day of Sukkot, you need to have, your third wall has to be at least a tefach, whereas on Shabbos, when you have the Yom Tov of Sukkot, the Shabbos comes out on Sukkot, then all you need to do is place a lechi. So it's like, well, you're right, but ahu lo yitzrichalei. Because hashta mikilta lechamirta amrinon, mechamirta lekilta lekol shekain. You're right. We were just saying the bigger kiddush. Shabbos is more chomer than Sukkot. Sukkot is much more lenient than Shabbos. So we were trying to say a bigger kiddush. We were trying to say the migu that it's considered a daifin for Shabbos. Sorry, it's considered a daifin for Sukkah. Once we have it's considered a daifin for Sukkah, we're going to come along and say that it works for Shabbos. Then for sure, vice versa. Once it's considered a wall for Shabbos, for sure it will be considered a wall for Sukkah because Shabbos is much more chomer.
Lechi on Shabbos will work on all Shabbos, not just the Shabbos of
Sukkot. A lechi works for Shabbos, but then we want to know, will it work to be a Sukkah? Will it be considered a wall for a Sukkah?
But if you're saying that the Shabbos is more...
Right, once you have a case like this on Shabbos, so you place the lechi over here, that will work for Shabbos for sure. And then will it work for Sukkah? It will. It will work, right, because of Amigo, exactly.
It's saying that on Sukkot you need a tefach.
A regular sukkah, on Monday, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And on Shabbos, on any Shabbos, yeah. A lechi would work for making
a Rosh Hashanah, yeah, right. Private domain,
so
right.
So saying that actually it's more homework on Sukkot, we should need a tefach.
Right, exactly, that's what's going on. And yet, it was still going to work, right. And still it's going to work, because since when Shabbos comes, this lechi is considered a mechitza for this area, so therefore, when you have the Yom Tov of Shabbos, the Yom Tov HaSukkos on Shabbos, that you will be able to be considered, you'll be able to use this lachi as a good machitza. Pardon? And then you go and you place schach over here. Why? Because this will be a tzuris pesach. You want to know? So maybe if the schach is, let's say, is moved back a little bit. Let's say you only put the schach starting from here. It's with out of three tochim. So then you need to have a wall in this area. Like that. You work out the case, so you need it. But yeah, theoretically you're right. Okay, Zuck to Yomar. Let's pick up some speed here. Amar Rava. In this case, that if you had a mavi, you had two parallel walls, and you had a lechi, then you put schach upon it, that's okay, like we just said. But Amar Rava, and Rava also said another case. Sikei chagabi pasibirois. Pasibirois, like we spoke the other day, that in times when we went to be either regal, they would have a bar, they would have a well down there, and then with the concept of the yumdin, they would go ahead and make on the four corners, they'd make an amma this way and an amma that way on all four corners. And let's say a person went ahead and he put schach upon those four corners. Says Rava, it will work for the same reason. Because since it's a doifin for Shabbos, it can be considered a doifin for Sukkot. Zakti Gemara. Zok the Gemara, the pshat's like this. It's tricha. We need to have both cases. If we would just say the case we just said before, when you have two parallel walls and you place the lachi, then at least you have two good walls, so then it works. So one, you have the case of the yumdin, when you have an amma this way and an amma that way, and all four corners of your well, and then you place schach upon it. There, the lecha shtei tfanes malyos. So you don't have two complete walls. You just have these the yumdin, these amma this way and amma that way. You don't have two complete walls. So then you think it wouldn't work. If you just say the case of pasiv rois and you have these diyumdin going like this on all four corners, you would think the ikoshem arb mechitz at the arb tfanis. You could call it as if you have four walls because we're able to see this wall going that way go that way. You're able to see that there's some way of saying that you have four walls. But in the case of when you put schach upon the mavi and you only have a lechi over here, the lekoshem arb tfanis, in that case you don't have four walls, you would think it wouldn't work. If you would just say the migu that way, that since it works for Shabbos, it works for also Sukkah, that's only mechamir to lekilta. That's because you're going from a place that, which is very chomor onto a very lenient case. Ava mekilta lechamirta, when you're going from somewhere lenient to a more chomor place, you would think that you don't say migu, emalai. Tzicha, we're coming to say chiddush both ways. Not only will you say migu that be doifin for Shabbos, that be doifin for Sukkah, but you'll also go mikula lechomor. You will say migu that be doifin le Sukkah, that be doifin le Shabbos. Zakti gemar vayter. Interesting shaila here. So we said before that you have to make sure that there's more shade than sunlight. And if there's more sunlight than shade, then it will be possible. Toner Rabbanon, Chamsa Machmas Sikuch, V'loi Machmas Tvanis. This halacha, we said, you need to have more shade than sun. That's only a halacha as far as what the shade light that's being provided by the schach. Let's say a person builds a sukkah out of glass walls, and he places schach upon it. So there's going to be much more sunlight inside your sukkah than shade, because the sun is shining through the glass. Says the Tanakhama, there's no problem with that, because the halacha, they need to have more shade than sun. That's dealing with the amount of, if you're looking at it just from the top, you're looking at it just as far as the perspective of the schach, there has to be more shade than sunlight. But we don't care that there's actually more sunlight in the actual sukkah itself. Rabbi Yoshi argues, he says, no, af machmas tefanis. We're concerned even about the tefanis. If you're going to have glass walls, it's not going to work. That's the shita of Rabbi Yeshia. Omer Yemar Bar Shalbaya Mishmei Dabaya. So he came along and he said, in the name of Abaya, my time is Rabbi Yeshia. Why does Rabbi Yeshia say glass wall is not going to work? The siv visakoisa ala oren es aparechis. The pasuk says that by the oren, before you come to the oren, you have to place aparechis. You have to place curtains. So paroiches mechitza. We know that this curtain is considered a mechitza. V'kakai rachman aschacha. And yet the Torah still calls it schach. That's the lashon pasuk. V'sakoisa. The same wording as schach. Alma mechitza kischach b'inon. We can prove from this pasuk that any time you have a partition, every time you have a mechitza, it has to be like schach. And the same way schach need to have more shade than sunlight, so too in the mechitza, you have to make sure that your mechitza is providing more shade than sunlight. Rabban says, no, you can't prove anything from that pasuk. Hahu denekef beipurta demechsi kischach. There's no halacha that your mechitza has to be more shade than schach, more shade than sunlight. What it means is, this that you can learn from that pasuk is that your curtain should be, the curtain going in towards the orange should be bent in a little bit, that it looks like schach, that it's covering over a little bit. But not that you can't prove anything from here that your mechitza has to be more shade than sun. Amar Abaya, Rabbi Yeshia, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Gamliel, Ube Shame, Rabbi Lozer, Bachayim, all those people, they hold kul svir lahu, sukkah diras kva binan. The dir of a sukkah has to be somewhat permanent, not temporary. And the Gemara explains, Rabbi Datanya, Rabbi like we learned in a braisa, Rabbi Yomer kol sukkah she'emba arba amis al arba amis. Rabbi holds that the minimal shear of a sukkah has to be 4 amos by 4 amos. And why is that? Because he holds there has to symbolize a little bit of some type of permanent dwelling. And that's only if it's dalad amos al dalad amos. Rabbi Yoshi had the Amr, like we just said before, that he holds that there has to be more shade than sun, even as far as your walls go. And that's the pshat is, because the old has to be diras kva. A person doesn't live inside a house that's just made out of glass, because you can't live like that. That's too much sun coming in. Rabbi Huda is the Tana. We learned in a Mishnah, our Mishnah, Sukkah Shi Gavaya Lamaila Mechav Amma. If you have a Sukkah higher than 20 Amas high, Sula, the Tanakam holds is possible. Rabbi Huda says Kashin. The Gemara over here is explaining because he holds that a Sukkah's dearest Kva has to be a permanent building. So therefore, it could be even higher than 20 because that it's able to have a dearest Kva. Reb Shimon, the Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, Beis Kol Chason, Ushlishis Afil Tafach. We could have two walls complete, and the third one will be a tefach. Reb Shimon says, no, it has to be gimel kilchasan, bedalad afil tefach. You need to have three walls, and the fourth wall could be a tefach. And the more understands, because he holds that your sukkah has to symbolize some type of permanent dwelling. Reb Gamliel, like we learned in Abraisa, ha'isa sukkasi b'reisha gala, if somebody makes a sukkah upon a wagon, like those sukkah mobiles that you see going around, so it's machlaikis. Or if you go for a cruise on Sukkot and they build a sukkah on the cruise, so the Tanakam Gamliel holds paisa. Gamliel holds such a sukkah as possible. Rabbi Kiva holds its kashin. Rabbi Gamliel holds its possible because it has to be a dear skva, and a person doesn't live bekvias. He does not live permanently upon a ship. Therefore, it will be possible. But the Shita of Rabbi Kiva holds that a sukkah is the dearest aray, so therefore it could be even on a boat. Bishamei, the Tanan we learned in the Mishnah, Mishai Roshev Rubai Basukkah, that somebody's his head, the majority of his body, is inside the sukkah, v'shulchan v'teichabayis, and his table's inside the house. Bishamei poisim, Bishamei says it's going to be possible. Ubeisil machshin, and again, the Gemara over here is explaining that Bishamei is possible because there has to be a dearest kva, and a person doesn't live in a way that his sukkah, that his table is not with him. Rabbi Lezer, the Tanan, Oisus and Kosei Kimin Sir. If somebody makes a sukkah like a teepee, Oishus, some Chalakosel, he just makes he places like Schach alongside, if this is your wall, and he just makes if this is the wall, and he makes his Schach going diagonally like this, like that. He makes like a wall of Schach, makes a frame, and he places his Schach through the frame. According to Rabbi Lezer, the halach is going to be possible. Lefisha ain lagag, because there's no roof. The Chacham say it's going to be kosher, but the Reblazer holds it's going to be possible because a person doesn't live permanently without a roof. Achayim, who's the sheet of Achayim? The Tanya learned to the Brayso. Achayim, Aimim, Sukkah, Ha'asuya, Keshevach. You make a sukkah like a chicken coop. Sula, Lafisha, Aim, Lazavius, because there's no corners, and a person does not live in a place where there's no corners. Next Gemara is already in the gear for tomorrow. That's all with the figuring out circles and squares. It's geometry. Okay.